British Experts Grade American Healthcare System a Pain in the Arse by Mark McSherry, The Guardian, January 12, 2015. Moving to the US for work has advantages for British citizens. The healthcare system is not one of them. Scottish-born David Gray, a creative director based in Brooklyn, was double-up coughing in the snow when he fell out of love with the US healthcare system. The year before, Gray, on his employer-provided health insurance, had needed a doctor for a checkup. A colleague recommended a doctor's office housed in a grand building on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Incredible views, like a movie version of a New York doctor's, he says. A chatty, relaxed doctor and a glamorous receptionist greeted him, and though the office was devoted to plastic surgery, they treated Gray. A year later, the reception he received was literally chilly. Gray, suffering from a chest infection, cold, exhausted and weak, handed over his insurance card, but the receptionist's smile faded. His employer had changed healthcare providers without Gray knowing it. Sliding the new card back across the desk, she said, "This is not insurance we accept," and turned away. 60 seconds later, I was back out in the snow, bent over double, coughing, Gray says. Even some who enjoy great career opportunities and stay in America for 10 or more years simply resent having to deal with this. Some prefer to fly back to the UK for visits to the doctor or dentist because even after paying for flights, it is still cheaper and a lot less hassle than getting treatment in the US. Even trying to explain the American health insurance system to friends and family in the UK is futile. Where Americans see choice in their private insurance plans, Brits see wasted time and confusion. Where Americans say, "I get to choose my doctor," Brits ask, "Why on earth would you want to choose a doctor?" Where Americans talk about out-of-pocket, deductibles and co-pays, Brits say, "What?" As millions of previously uninsured Americans sign up for different levels of healthcare under the Affordable Care Act, British experts are impressed at this development. But many remain confused and bewildered. The healthcare.gov website advises there are 5 categories of marketplace health insurance plans: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and a final category called catastrophic. The Brit expat reaction to this array of choices is bafflement. What are we buying here? Healthcare or American Express cards? The UK's under pressure National Health Service is far from perfect. The standard and speed of service can depend on where you live, and people can wait for months for hospital treatments and procedures. But anyone can visit a doctor or spend time in hospital without having to think about the cost. Steve Kamak is a great example of a Brit who embraced the optimism of America and the opportunities it offers those who are hardworking and smart. He moved to the US in 1991 from Lewes, East Sussex, to attend college and never left. He now runs his own business conference company and provides health insurance for his staff. But even a fan of America like him has reservations about its health system. "It is confusing," said Kamak. "You have to think about it and pick a plan. It's a pain in the arse." British-born Ellen Cahoon moved to Boston roughly 12 years ago and is a senior medical director working in clinical trials. Cahoon loves the lifestyle, but she's not impressed by the healthcare system. "Massive liability insurance premiums means defensive medicine is practiced," said Cahoon. "Other countries manage to police their healthcare systems by mechanisms other than the courts. But here, costs are much higher than they need to be." Cahoon, like many Brits, doesn't understand why so many Americans are opposed to the idea of what they call socialized medicine. "The attitude that universal coverage is wrong is madness. Why insurance schemes here are tied to employment is beyond me. It is a massive burden on business, like another tax." Ian McClements, a summer camp director, is another Brit who has been stateside for about 15 years. He was bamboozled the first time he tried to choose a health insurance plan. "I had no idea. Before kids, I never went to the doctor. I never used it. But recently, McClements had to spend time choosing a new health plan for himself and his wife and three children when he found that the cost of his monthly insurance plan for the family was going to jump from $1,100 to $1,600. It was good coverage, but it's still a ton of money. He shopped around and found a deal for $900 a month. That's still almost $11,000 a year. When you have a family and you see kids getting sick, you really have no choice, said McClements. McClements loves America and has made great advances in his career. The opportunities are absolutely there, I'm not going to lie. It's been fantastic. But he added, there's no safety net.